there are other options when you're undertaking a large remodeling project. And so we at Hire It Done always look for opportunities, and we look for other options that people around the metro Boston area can do. So joining me on the Hire It Done radio show on WTKK Boston 96.9 is Ed Cavatorta from Pro's Edge Quality Homes. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you today?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. If I did, no one would listen. So let's introduce Pro's Edge Quality Homes to the greater Boston area. Tell everyone what you guys do.
Well, our specialty is, you know, as you mentioned before, there is another option. Our specialty is pretty much we tear down and replace the homeowner's existing house.
Okay. So if I have a house, I'm thinking about remodeling. I want to do a room addition. I want to do an interior. My kids are going away to college. I got to turn some bedrooms into closets. I got a whole big project. And all of a sudden, the budget's creeping. One of the alternatives is to call you guys up, and you'll come out, and you can take my home, get rid of it, and put a new one on my property?
That's correct.
I mean, it's a simple way to put it, but so how does that work?
Well, I mean, in our, my own experience, you know, especially with construction costs, if we go in and replace everything brand new, it's actually a better way to control the actual costs because we've eliminated a lot of the unknowns that way. Where a lot of times when you're doing renovation projects, you don't know everything until you, you know, elbow deep into it, per se.
You know, it's funny, the contractors who do remodeling, they don't have crystal balls. So
exactly.
They don't know what's going to happen when they tear out some walls and all of a sudden there's no insulation, there's mold, who knows?
Exactly. And, you know, and sometimes just foundation issues. It could be a water problem in the basement that was inherited because it didn't have permanent drain pipes. So, you know, we go right in, start right from scratch, remove everything off of concrete. Our first goal is to, you know, put pipes in the ground so you can have a dry basement, put everything in brand new footings. We add stone with pipe. You know, foundation, we don't just damp-proof it. We actually waterproof the exterior of the foundation. We set the house, and we do a modular home. And then from there, we do all the finish work and customize it exactly for what the homeowner is looking for.
Okay. You know, Ed, and by the way, folks, we're talking with Ed Cavatorta of Pro's Edge Quality Home. Their website is www.prosedge.com, and they're modular home experts. You know, I get a lot of questions from listeners that want to know about the quality of modular homes. And I always tell them, listen, when you build something in a controlled environment, your quality is always better.
That's
can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's exactly right, Adam. And, you know, things have come a long ways, too, with modular homes, especially, I'd say, in the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, pretty much now, we can do anything that can be stick-built, we can do with a modular home. And as far as the engineering aspect goes, it's, again, with a lot of the new building materials, too, we can do a lot of open floor plan concepts, vaulted ceilings, cathedral ceilings. We're really not limited at all, per se, what we can and can't do anymore with modular homes.
So you have the ability to customize.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. So with everyone wanting to be green and everyone wants to be energy efficient, you know, a modular home, if done properly, can be more energy efficient than a standard home.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and I put a lot of thought process into the, you know, the specs of the house as well as the insulation values. And one thing that, you know, it's a personal preference, but I, on my end, I personally like maintenance-free, but, you know, some people prefer that. Some people still prefer going with wood siding or other forms of siding. We can do that also.
Yeah, you know what? I always recommend doing anything maintenance-free if you can. You know, vinyl siding installed properly with the right quality, it looks great if it's done right. I mean, I'm a fan of that. So
yeah, I'm right there with you.
So can somebody get within their budget? I mean, if they come to you and say, listen, here's our property, our house is a teardown, we want a brand new house, can you match most anyone's budget?
Usually we can, in this area, we probably have the lowest prices. We do a fair amount of houses every year. I use my same subs. We go from job to job, and we have costs really, really controlled, really tight. We keep our prices tight. Try to do a, you know, really good job at a really good price.
Well, that, you know, that's the best part. So you can meet and work within people's budgets, which is important.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the timeline. Okay, so I want a house, and obviously we don't know the certain size or whatever, but you we meet, we agree on the floor plan, I get my financing in place, and then you guys start to build the house in the factory. Is that how it works?
Pretty much. I mean, while we're doing all that, I like to have other permits in order while the homeowner's still living in their present house, you know, to minimize how much time they're going to be out of the house. And once all the permits are ready to go, then I order the house, and that process could take 6 to 8 weeks. While the house is being built, then we're going to do the demolition. If it's a demolition involved, we do the site work, we do the foundation, utility work, and have everything waiting. So when the house is delivered, then we set the house. And depending on what's involved in the house and the size of the house, the button-up work and all the finish work can take probably another 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. So that's not long at all, if you think about it. It really isn't, and it's worth the wait. So we're talking with Ed Cavatorta of Pros Edge Quality Home. The website is www.prosedge.com. The phone number, if anyone wants to get a estimate or a meeting with them, dial 1-888-PROS-EDGE. And, Ed, why don't you tell people the hours of operation and how they can get a hold of you or when you can come see stuff? I'm sure you have some models, or is it all online?
Well, actually, we have houses that are ongoing that we use as models. I don't have a model home per se. It keeps the overhead low. So when we have a house going up, we use that as a model, and we have, you know, we usually have two or three going on at some period of time that homeowners can view.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. And as far as timing is concerned, have you ever had a homeowner say to you, we want to reuse our existing foundation, or is it too hard to do that?
I mean, it's possible to do that. I've actually had people, you know, present that to me, but so a lot of cases, when we really started getting into it and analyzing the situation, we found out that they had already had some water problem issues. If we were going to keep the foundation, by the time we, you know, did some repair work on it, it would have been cheaper just to start from scratch.
Yeah, that's what I figured, and that's the thing.
But we can reuse the foundation, but, you know, but I'd only want to see it if it was poured concrete in good shape. But it's kind of a rarity. Usually at this point, we just, you know, people want a different footprint than what they have. It's, again, we usually find it's better, faster, and more cost effective. Just start right from scratch. Brand new cellar hole, everything brand new, up to code, you know, up to, you know, modern standards. And
yeah. So what about, like, pre-wiring the house for, like, internet and phone? Is that all done in the factory?
It is. And we can do, you know, we set them up with telephone, cable, you know, Cat 5, Cat 6, pretty much anything people are looking for nowadays.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. And the advantage, again, let's review just really quick. The advantages of modular homes is that the walls are built in a factory. I can't stress enough to all the listeners that when you build something in a controlled environment, remember, when you're building outside, folks, and it's raining or whatever, you have the elements, you got hot, cold, your factories are conditioned spaces.
That's correct.
And so there is a better difference. Now, as far as energy, let's go back to just the Energy Star option. Do you have an idea of how much energy savings they can put into the house?
Well, we actually can do an Energy Star rated house, but that's more of a rating, but
yeah.
I pretty much set them up that way anyways. You know, I believe in, to me, insulation is never enough. You know, R38 in the ceiling is on my standards minimal. We do, you know, 2x6 wall, 16-inch on center, also R19. We do a lot of weather stripping and caulking and things of that nature to keep the house tight.
So you do the weatherization of the house. Well, there you go. I mean, that's fantastic. Folks, there you have it. Pros Edge Quality Homes, Ed Cavatorta from the company. Again, the phone number to call them to talk about a house for you is 1-888-PROS-EDGE, or check them out online at www.prosedge.com. Ed, it was a pleasure having you on the Heart Done Show, and I look forward to having you back in the future.
Same here. Thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, take care, my friend.